ABC Radio Australia.
It was supposed to be the first visit to a Pacific country by a sitting US president, but after months of tense negotiations and even the declaration of a public holiday, all the planning would be for naught after the White House cancelled Joe Biden's trip to Papua New Guinea. As Thierry Lapani in Port Moresby reports, the fallout is being felt across the country.
For weeks, U.S. President Joe Biden's planned visit to Papua New Guinea dominated the headlines and was the talk of the town.
Breaking news, Joe Biden has cancelled his historic visit to Australia next week.
The trip's cancellation on Wednesday morning, just a day after a public holiday had been declared for the visit, caught many by surprise. On the streets of the capital, Port Moresby, people were coming to terms with the news.
If the president has already made a commitment and all the Papua New Guineans have already prepared themselves, then he should have upheld his commitments. He must be committed to his commitments.
Others took a more positive approach to the news and praised the gains from the planned trip.
Now it's been announced that he will not be attending. Of course, there's some disappointment. But personally speaking, I appreciate that even his proposed visit has gotten the municipal authorities into action. They've been making a concerted effort to clean up the city in anticipation of the visit. So, yeah, I mean, while there's disappointment that he's no longer coming, I think there's also some appreciation that we will have a bit more of a cleaner and organized city than normal.
According to the White House, Joe Biden will travel to Japan for the G7 summit, but would not travel to Australia and PNG because of political negotiations in Washington, D.C. PNG's opposition leader Joseph Lelang says many citizens who were eager to catch a glimpse of Mr. Biden would be disappointed, but he understood that domestic issues in the United States needed to be resolved. He too looked at the positives, saying the cancellation would give the government time to release more information about a security treaty with the U.S., which he described as sketchy and confusing. Dr. Bal Kama, who is an adjunct assistant professor at the University of Canberra, believes Prime Minister James Marape will accept the decision by the United States President to cancel the visit.
I think it'll be understandable to PNG and to Marape and his team that obviously domestic politics play a large part in a leader's decision as to whether it is the right time to leave the country. And so there will be understanding, I think. There will be understanding, more understanding than frustration.
Dr. Kama has also described the news as being a blessing, as many questions are mounting about a proposed US-PNG Defense Cooperation Treaty. The treaty was slated to be signed by Joe Biden on Monday. Photos of the treaty have been leaked to the media and concerns have been raised over parts of the deal, which give the US unilateral access to PNG. Dr. Kama says there are a lot of questions around the provisions in the treaty.
Now that President Biden is not coming, in some ways it is a blessing in disguise there. It is a providence there for PNG to really, PNG government to really look at those concerns. And because those concerns are serious. And if we are to take from some of the leaks that have come out recently in the last 24 hours, the parameters or the proposal that tries to cover is quite significant. In fact, it's almost unprecedented to see that a foreign force, based on those leaks, a foreign force would have access to, you know, the entire infrastructure, air and sea infrastructure of the country. And
Pacific Beat has sought comment from Prime Minister James Marape's office, but there's been no official statement on Joe Biden's cancelled trip as yet.
That was Thierry Lapani reporting from Port Moresby. And the White House's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, has said the U.S. President Joe Biden will convene all Pacific Island leaders for a major summit later this year.